Now, after months of having nowhere to go at all, we are delighted to bring back our events diary from this week. So what we're going to do going forward is offer a mix of some virtual events and some actual physical gatherings, provided they're taking place under COVID-safe conditions. So just a reminder that if you are venturing out to the physical events, you need to practice social distancing and mask wearing, etc. We also advise you arrive a little earlier than you would normally for theatre performances, remembering that you will have to fill out the registration forms, etc. With that being said, let's take a look at some of the things that are happening in and around Cape Town this coming weekend. And we're going to start with two markets you might want to check out, particularly if you are still wanting to start doing some Christmas shopping. The Kirstenbosch Craft Market is back this Sunday. And in fact, it's going to have three iterations in the coming week. So it's this Sunday, the 29th of November, and it'll be back again on Sunday, the 6th of December, and again on Sunday, the 20th of December, at the Stone Cottages just before the main entrance into Kirstenbosch. So an outdoor venue, lots of space to keep a distance from one another. They are going to have more than 200 vendors this weekend, including artists and crafters, as well as food vendors. There is no fee to enter the market, and it opens at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning and will stay open until 3 p.m. So that's the Kirstenbosch Craft Market on Sunday afternoon, morning into afternoon rather. And then if you feel like doing some market shopping on Saturday, the place you want to be is Simonstown, which is hosting the fabulous Fashion and Thrift Market. So as the name suggests, you can pick up all kinds of bargain buys and secondhand treasures, as well as lots of goodies to eat. This one is happening at the Simonstown Town Hall on Saturday morning from 10 until 3 in the afternoon. Once again, entry is free. So all you need to do is show up and go shopping. The next event is a virtual one, and it's really tapping into the growing trend of people wanting to embrace either full-on veganism or a step in that direction. The Festive Vegan and Plant-Powered Show is online tomorrow, Saturday the 28th of November, and it is exactly what the name promises. It is a gathering of experts who love vegan and vegetarian cooking and lifestyles, and there are going to be chef demos, there are going to be master classes, there are going to be talks on sustainable living and on eco-friendly products, on ways to reduce the amount of meat in your diet, etc. It's all happening online from 11 until 5 on Saturday, and you want to book on Quicket, so go to Quicket and then type in Festive Vegan and Plant-Powered Show. The tickets are 120 Rand, which gives you access to the full 6 hours of the event and all that comes with it. So that is the Festive Vegan and Plant-Powered Show happening online. Now, back to the theatre, here we go. It's lovely to see the Theatre on the Bay opening its doors again. And this weekend, you have the chance to check out a show called Awakening, which is the year-end production from the Loting Alexander Musical Theatre Academy. Look, it's been a tough year for students of all description, but imagine being a student who is studying musical theatre and who should be on stage learning how to perform in front of an audience and having all of that taken away for you. They have survived a year of online teaching and hybrid teaching, and they've really come through it with a lot of grit. So now they finally have the chance to step into the spotlight they've all been craving and perform in front of a live audience. It is a COVID-compliant audience. The theatre will be practicing distancing of seats as others are doing. But if you would like to go and see Awakening, you can expect a selection of musical theatre numbers mixed in with popular music hits. It's suitable for all ages, a real family affair. And there are performances tonight at 8 p.m., as well as tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Theatre on the Bay. The run is, by the way, all the way till the 5th of December. So if you can't make it this weekend, there are further opportunities next week. Tickets are 150 Rand per person. For bookings, just email info@lamta, L-A-M-T-A, which stands for Loting Alexander Musical Theatre Academy, info@lamta.co.za. Going back to the concept of greener living, it's trash bash time again with the Two Oceans Aquarium. They are hosting one of their regular beach cleanups tomorrow morning at Milnerton Beach, the Woodbridge Island section. The most convenient parking is the parking lot on your right on Loxton Road, just after you cross over the bridge onto Woodbridge Island. It's no cost to take part. You simply show up with some gloves. They reckon reusable gloves like the ones you use for gardening or washing dishes are perfect. Do bring a sunblock and a hat, please, as well as some water to take along, and they will supply the rest. Help them clean up on Milnerton Beach between 9 and 11 tomorrow morning. The Two Oceans Aquarium Trash Bash Beach Cleanup. And last but not least, if you feel like a bit of music and don't feel like buying tickets, just mosey on over to the Waterfront on Sunday afternoon, because the Take the Stage series is back in the Clock Tower precinct. No cost. You just show up and enjoy wonderful live music. This Sunday, the 29th, it is Jenny and the Jameses performing between 1 and 2 p.m. at the Clock Tower in the V&A Waterfront.